Welcome to Kevin's English Room Podcast. All right.
Yes.
Last episode I talked about.
Yeah.
The moment I said I'm going to quit this job to my Joshi.
Really dramatic.
Dramatic, right?
Yeah.
Cinematic moment.
Yes.
But I'm curious of what your moment was.
Yeah.
When you told your, whoever it is, that you're going to quit on your first job.
Yeah. So that was Wednesday.
I'm going to guess that it wasn't Wednesday.
Just by the way you said it.
It probably wasn't Wednesday, I'm guessing. Was it Wednesday?
No. So I don't remember which day it was.
Yeah.
It was daytime.
Okay.
I was in the office. And
weekday.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I sent a message.
Okay.
Boss. Okay. Before that, I searched online.
Okay.
So when you, how to quit that job, right?
Right.
What kind of, you know, procedure I need.
True.
Before like quitting thing, you know.
You're right.
So like.
The proper rules.
Yeah. Right? Like 退職 届け.
Yeah.
退職願い things. Should I bring this in? Or like those things, right? So I searched online and the internet says that you should say it to the closest boss first, and then the bigger boss.
Oh, okay.
So that's what you should do. Uh-huh. So, So, I sent a message to this, my just direct boss. Can I have a meeting time tomorrow?
I see.
I just want to say, a thing that I want to, share, discuss with you.
Okay.
And I was like,
oh, you're shaking.
And then...
And on that message, did you give like a little hint of like, this is going to be a bomb, so like, be careful, no? just a very casual... No.
I'd rather pretend it's just nothing.
Okay,
it's
okay,
just,
got it.
It's just, you know, working meeting.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I'd rather pretend like that. Because I wanted to... Somehow, like, I don't know why, but keep it, like, you know, secret, kind of.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. It does say on the internet that you shouldn't. Until you're ready.
Yeah.
You shouldn't say it to anybody, right?
Yeah. Okay. So, so that's what I did. And so my boss is sitting just there. And I just sent him a message, and he read it, and he literally says to me, like, oh, どうしたん?
Like when everyone else is around?
Everyone said, oh, どうしたん? 何のミーティングする? And I was like, okay. just amazing, please. And he was like, oh, okay. And then, next day we had a meeting. And kind of he... smells it.
Oh, okay. Like, he sensed it.
And,
right.
Yeah. And we entered into the, meeting room far from the, old office. And then the boss told me that, after sitting, it was just a white desk.
Okay.
Like the usual chair, small, tiny, this room.
Oh.
And then he opened up like this, Yamechou.
It was Kyoto, right?
Yeah.
So those people were from Kansai?
Yeah, he was from Osaka.
I see.
Yeah. And he opened up like this, and I was like, hi. And he was like, yeah, そんな気がしてたんだよね. And we started talking like that. At the moment, the reason why I quit the first company was I wanted to, make music. That was the biggest one. And also, I had a second, like the two big goals. One was the music, and one was like, I actually wanted to go to the university, like graduated school, and to study more.
Okay.
So that's what I wanted. So at the meeting, I said, I don't know why, but I kind of keep it secret about music thing. That kind of embarrassing to me.
Okay.
Because, you know, yeah, I just want to be a musician.
Right. That
wanna,
that doesn't I, make I get sense, it, I get right? It. That sounds a little bit right.
Yeah, I get so it. People were, no. Right. Don't do that. Right. Yeah. So I didn't want to, you know.
Right, you want to make it smooth.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I wanted to say it. And then that was truth. So inside in me. So I'm actually thinking that I want to go to that graduate school and study more.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he was like, "Soka, zannen da na."
Yeah.
Kind of like that. Uh-huh. And then, ja, you know, there's an upper boss.
Yeah.
Master, hanashi ni ikou ka. And then,
right.
Soka. He was so like disappointed.
I see.
So zannen da na. Kind of. So I was kind of, you know, emotional too. Yeah. And yeah.
Yeah.
Like that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And also, so the day after that, we, I mean, me and that boss went to upper boss.
Okay.
And had a three people meeting. And just, I opened up like, hey, 実はちょっと大学院に行こうと思ってまして、
uh-huh.
あの会社を辞めようと思います。And, you know, the boss will be like, そうか。Like, the boss is kind of really dandy guy.
Uh-huh.
Really strict.
I see.
Yeah. It's like a, you know, old-fashioned drama, KG kind of.
Oh, really? Yeah, okay.
Dandy guy. And, そうか。まあ、そんな日が来るとは思ってたんやけどな。
Wow.
Yeah.
It's like he kind of knew you. Like who you were and everything. Yeah. And your character and everything.
Yeah, we worked in the same place.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. そうですか。And then we start talking about, you know, those Yukio Shouka things and things and 引き継ぎはしっかりやれよ things.
Yeah.
And then we shook hand together. And what he did to me was like, like this.
Why would he do that?
And I was like, da, 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 da. And
he like us being silly.
Yeah, he's just
making silly anger.
Yeah, make it fun. And
I see.
Or yameru nante na, kind of, you know.
I see.
Make it fun and
yeah.
I remember that. And also, I remember he asked me that, is there any typical reason that you didn't like about this company or like this field or like this department?
Yeah.
Or me.
Yeah.
Or like co-workers.
Mm-hmm.
Or he. You know, the boss. Or he. And but honestly, I didn't have nothing at all. See, the problem was I wanted to make music and wanted to study, not the like work. I really, really love the people in there, including that Kansai Ochan and the boss and everybody. So I said no, nothing. I just want to you know, go study. So that's the main reason. And so I reply like that, and then we had a the day I quit the company, the last day.
The 最終出勤日?
Yeah, 最終出勤日. I went there and it was like 6時 was the 定時.
Okay.
So we end 6時 and then the boss stand up and, というわけで今日最終出勤日なので.
Uh-huh.
And then I came front and had just a little speech.
Okay.
Yeah. And I was, I cry a bit.
Oh,
And yeah. So I was in a team, French English team.
Okay.
And I had a so-called brother.
Okay. Right.
You know, partner kind of.
Yeah.
He was 35 or 6. Just after I started speaking, having speech in front of people, he just start crying.
Oh,
and
man.
He's not that guy. He always like,
okay,
like, you know, focusing
he's
guy.
Not emotional.
Yeah. And he just start crying and I, oh no. don't do that, please. Yeah. And I just, you know, cried and yeah, they gave me some, you know, a flower and things. Uh-huh. Yeah,
that's nice.
Yeah, I do remember that. Yeah, so still kind of miss them.
Yeah,
yeah.
Are you in touch with any of them?
Yeah,
like your brother or your boss or
But they, you know, they're all living in Kansai, Kyoto, so Osaka. So
very hard to meet up.
Yeah, yeah. So it's not like we meet, you know, regularly. But sometimes they send me some lines. It's, you know, I just said I want to study more in a graduate school, so that's why I quit the company. And then
there you are.
Yeah, like 1 year later they found on YouTube doing like this and what? That's true. Yeah, so they sent me a line and I found you on YouTube and what about your study, huh? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
So after that, a lot of things happen to me, like to me and you.
Right.
Things get changed a bit.
Yeah.
So, but I still want to study more. That's true. One day I want to study more and go graduate school. It's still in me, so.
Wow.
Yeah.
Big moment.
Me too. I was quite nervous.
Yeah.
Shaking.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That moment you sent that email, right?
Yeah.
It's a big moment.
That was, yeah.
Yeah.
And the moment I had a meeting with my boss, I was nervous.
Right.
And the boss was nervous too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So he was feeling it.
Yeah, he sensed it. And yeah.
I see.
That's why he opened up like, yamen no ka.
Yeah.
You know, tried to make it,
casual.
Casual, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I miss them, yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
No regrets though, right?
Nah.
No regrets? Anything you'd do differently?
Anything I'd do differently?
For example, like you would approach them in a different way. You would tell this person first, or like you would tell it in a different reason, or like you regret not writing a letter to your brother, or like anything that you would have maybe changed or done differently?
Huh. No.
No? All good?
All good.
Mm. That's good.
Yeah. But I should have told them that I, at the moment when I, but yeah, I started, you know, these YouTube things. Yeah. But it was kind of, you know, not like we started, right?
Right.
It was just naturally start posting on YouTube. So
you couldn't even guess.
Yeah.
What it might have been like,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. So, but yeah. But one thing that I'm thinking, I'm kind of worried about is, you know, they kind of surprised when they see me on YouTube and because, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, that one maybe.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm.
But.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. But I'm having great days.
Mm, that's good.
As you know.
That's good.
And I hope they have their own, like, great days. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yep. I hope I want to meet them all one day.
Yeah.
Visit them and
your bushos and
everybody together.
Right. Alrighty.
Yep.
Thanks for listening, guys.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.